commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
In early 2014, there will be two numbers that will come out concerning Obamacare, and both will be very important. One should be out in the early part of the year. It is the number of people who are enrolled through that balky healthcare.gov website. And why is that number important? Because it could be lower than the number of Americans who had insurance before Obamacare. That would be a political disaster for the president. Now, trust me, the White House is not going to let the law fail. They'll have a fork in the road for the new year. In one direction, increased subsidies. Congressional Republicans will balk, so the White House will have to have an attack dog strategy. It would be along the lines of, we've figured out how to fix this, if only Congress won't block us. The strategy might shift blame, but it still probably won't get a bill to the president's desk. The other number will come late in the year, just after election time. That's when the White House will release the new premiums for 2015, and they are likely to go even higher if only sick and elderly people signed up for health insurance, with younger and healthier people staying out of the exchanges. We won't know those numbers till after we cast ballots, except in states with Republican governors. Those governors, like Scott Walker, will get the numbers in advance, and you can count on those numbers becoming public. My prediction for the new year involving health care reform, it will be harder and harder for the White House to disguise that the new law simply doesn't work very well.